There's Jeff.
Unhealthy beverages do pay off. See, I knew college Jeff was smart about something.
And there's Jen.
I don't have any in-between bras, only ones that are total disasters or ones I never, ever wear.
Together, the Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
Let's see if you can help with this dilemma. Hey, Val, why are things super awkward at your office right now?
So we're doing this canned food drive at work right now. And, there's not a lot of stuff in our bin, but I've just been noticing that, stuff has been disappearing from it. I was just this is really bizarre. And it doesn't make any sense. So I thought maybe it was someone who was coming in at night, taking it or something. And I looked at the security cameras and it's my boss.
Oh, really?
It's who?
My boss is stealing the canned food out of the bins.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Val, your boss is not the one taking it to the food pantry, right?
No, it's the HR lady who's in charge of all of it and did it. Yeah. And so it's so bizarre. And I'm I can't confront him because he's the guy that employs me and is writing my checks. But he's stealing it out of the, and I don't know why. And it's you make a lot of money. It doesn't make any sense. It's definitely him.
Is he taking it on his way out? So he leaves the building with it? He goes.
Yeah, exactly. He goes in and then as he's leaving the building, puts it in his bag. So it's I guess he wants to save money on, I don't know, on groceries? I don't know.
So, Val, are you considering approaching him about it or confronting him?
I mean, I kind of want to, but he's, again, like I said, he's my boss. He's the one who writes my checks. I just feel weird. I feel weird, saying something to him and then there being repercussions or just being in an awkward position. But I feel like he needs to get out of this.
You know what like to do in situations like this, because I don't shy away from a confrontation or uncomfortable situations.
Sure.
So what I recommend is go to Gmail and click make a new address. And then create an address. I know you're taking cans of food 23@gmail.com.
That's actually not a terrible idea. Make a fake honestly? Gmail, pull that video and send it over to him and be like, yo, bro, you've been caught. Love anonymous because stop stealing. That's not okay.
And then you say, put $100 in the bin tomorrow and then you take the $100.
Maybe don't do that part, but the anonymous email is not a terrible idea. It's not
you
a terrible
would do
idea.
That?
Yes.
Really?
At least he knows, because you don't want to lose your job. I get her fear of what do I do? Because what if he is mad or what if he's humiliated? People act strange when something like that happens. So why not give him an opportunity from an anonymous source to say, hey, people have noticed that the bin is getting lower, so someone had to check, and this is what was found. Play the video, and please don't do this again. And it's anonymous.
Maybe he's got a reason why that you just don't know about yet. That's what I'm praying. It's maybe there is a homeless person on his way home every night,
he's
dropping it off.
He makes enough money that he can go buy the homeless person.
I'm trying to come up with something.
All right. Well, even though Kelly just basically admitted that I'm brilliant and a genius.
That was a good idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do not encourage him.
I can't help. That's where my head was going. I was like, how do you anonymously tell on him?
But what we can do is we can ask the family for help.
Okay.
With more ideas, and then you could take whichever one you like the best.
That sounds good to me. These are all good brainstorming ideas.
That when you say something's a good brainstorming idea, that means I don't like your idea.
Let's hear more.
But I appreciate that you said something out loud.
All right. Well, Val, we'll get you some advice on this. And we'll be back here in 3 minutes. Maybe our family is smarter than us to tell you what to do. 404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. All right. So what in the world does she do in this situation? Can you give us a little 30-second recap, Val, of what situation you find yourself in at work right now?
So my boss, so at work right now, we're doing a Cam Sue drive, like, you know, 'tis the season. And I've been noticing that at the end of the day, there's less food in, and it's like been like slowly dwindling off. So I looked at the security cameras, and it's my boss stealing food out of the bin at the end of the night. He's like taking cans and putting it in his bag.
So what does she do in this situation? Confront him? No. Sam in Snellville.
She just needs to mind her own business. Unless she is security, mind your own business. Let it go.
But I agree with you. I avoid confrontation like I'm 9 and that's the chicken pox. But
yes, let it go. It's if unless she's in charge of the security of that box, she just needs to let it go.
But if you're if you're one of her coworkers and you went to wherever and you bought some extra food and you put it in the bin and you're expecting it to go to feed the hungry, but then your rich boss is the one taking it home to his family, wouldn't you be upset?
Well, I mean, how do we know he's rich? How do we know he's not using it for a purpose? The person that put it in the box needs to go to him.
Yeah, he is using it for a purpose, a casserole.
Hey, Karen and Dekula, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hello. I say he might be feeding a homeless person on the way home. I don't know where her office is located in Atlanta, but there's a lot of people, you know, that could use it just out on the streets. So
that's what I was hoping for. That would be the silver lining. But then, like Jeff pointed out, he could go buy food to do that.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't have to take the food already donated. So
true, but the HR department, yeah. HR department needs to confront him, if anybody, not her.
So go ahead.
If Val confronts him, she could get fired for that, right?
Maybe she sends the anonymous email to the HR director who organized the food drive. Maybe she doesn't send it to him, the boss.
Why would she have to be anonymous going to HR? Why couldn't she just go talk to HR herself?
Because she logged into the security camera and rewound it and looked at the night before and saw him taking it.
But she's looking for somebody who's stealing, because essentially your employees have paid for that and they're putting it in a bin to donate it.
But it ain't her business. It ain't her department. It has to be anonymous.
If security's not her department, then he's right. She might get in trouble for that.
But then can they go back and look at the log to see who it was who logged into the security cameras and saw that she was doing it?
Or the security cameras saw her logging into the security cameras.
Oh, God. It's like a house of cards. Accounting department edition.
Mark in Dallas.
Hey, first off, Jeff, you are absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
I ask myself, WWJD, what would Jeff do?
I have a line of bracelets.
Oh, my gosh.
I would go and hire one of these grocery stores that deliver groceries, send them a bag of groceries, and have it timed so that you have a singing telegram show up as well to tell them what kind of a jerk he is.
So his
but
like...
you don't know necessarily that he's a jerk, Mark. There could be more to the story she doesn't know yet.
Candace and Carrollton, your optimism is wonderful.
Hi, I was wondering, like, maybe the boss is taking the cans, so it looks like there's less cans, so more people will give, because if it's the bin
full. Oh, see?
So he's got a separate box in his trunk, so he never wants the bin to get more than, like, a halfway full, because then people are like, oh, everybody else did it. So he lowers it, and then at the end, on the last day, he's going to come dump all his food in, and it's going to be great.
There you go.
Baby.
Yo.
Could be. Candace, you have a heart of gold.
I know that we're all good vibe tribe and everything, and positive and optimism. And
by we, do you mean me and Kelly and Janine?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the optimism is really, like, people calling up, maybe he's doing this. Maybe he's going home and he's just making a casserole for the homeless fella that lives down the street with his cat.
It's possible.
Maybe.
Are you saying it's totally 100% not possible?
Maybe he's using the aluminum in the cans to build the foundation of a house for veterans and their pets.
But do we have a final decision on what Val should do yet?
Not yet. Phone lines are still open.
All right. More of your suggestions for Val coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star
94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
All right. Before this debate turns over to social media, what would you do if you were in Val's situation here?
I caught my boss stealing food out of our food drive basket at work, and I don't know how to confront him.
Now the savage calls are coming in. Bryce in Henry County, thank you for not disappointing me.
Look, so, Jeff, I think she should make a ransom note out of old magazines and leave it on his desk.
Yep.
I love
basically
it.
Saying you have damning evidence and you're ready to go forward with it if he doesn't return the food and or put $200 in the bucket.
I think it's time for Vale to get herself a raise.
Yes, and don't do a bucket because then he can check cameras. There's cameras everywhere. Create a fake Venmo account.
Yes.
Yes.
Or have him bury it in the woods and you tell him exactly where it is, Shawshank Redemption style. There's a tree, an old oak tree with a wall leading from it and a rock that has no business being there. Dig under that rock and bury the money. Then we'll all go to a beach and see Watanahu.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you need to do. Blackmail.
Val's
thank
like,
you.
Why did I reach out to you guys? what happened?
All right.
As always, this conversation will continue on Facebook. So if you've got a genius idea, definitely let Val know right there.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.